Welcome to Soma Soulworks Podcast. We hope here to equip, empower, and inspire a global community of creatives through rich, Christ-focused conversation. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Soma Soulworks Podcast. Today, I've got Samantha Riff and I, and we are going to be talking a little bit about the podcast itself, kind of what we've been doing, what we hope to do. And just to kind of cut to the chase, we will be taking a summer break here on the podcast. We've got other things that, frankly, that we need to focus on. And we'll talk a little bit about Imladris and what that is. But also just a heads up, we'll be taking a break, so don't think that we've fallen into a ravine. Okay, with that said, Sammy, I know today one of the things we just wanted to go over is the podcast that we've been doing, which I think now is into its third year, something like that. And to say that out loud, honestly, is kind of surprising. It's been a journey. And I think that we've done something like, 150, 200 episodes. I don't know if that's true. That feels like the right number, but I don't know if that's accurate. And we've seen, especially I think in the last 6 months, we've started to see a lot more steady release schedule for that one thing. Maybe that goes back more than 6 months, I'm trying to remember. And that has led to some growth. So it's probably a good time to just reflect on what was our goal with the podcast in the first place. Do you feel like we've got it? Has it shifted? Blah, blah, blah. And let me hear from you. Like, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, this was sort of a passion project of JB.
Yeah.
And he was real into like, hey, we should start a podcast. We should speak to the hearts of people who want to go deeper with their faith, the same way we had been trying to go deeper with ours during our Jesus time. It was essentially supposed to be sort of the outward public-facing version of this internal group time that we have every week where we, it's kind of like a fancy Bible study, I guess.
Kind of.
Because we just touch on, what's on our hearts. We do passage and what Lectio Divinas and
right.
Discuss all manner of weird things of like, hey, what should Christians do with this such and such, whatever.
Aliens or ghosts.
Aliens
or whatever.
The sort of day-to-day. And even something that, in the last 6 months we had structured around was having like one of our episodes every month was about our role with like basically what it's like bringing Jesus to work. Like,
yeah.
How do you run a business or do your job while walking in the Spirit? And then I think one of the other themes we were always kind of planning around was having one episode that was like, okay, now how do you take that sphere of influence, like how do you live, bridge the gap between this and the church or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Since we're all simultaneously living inside of kind of the two spheres of like the actual church institute, because presumably we're all attending in some way, and then our job life and our creative outlets and all that fun stuff.
I would agree. And I think especially when we started, that notion of like, how can we share what we're already talking about with the outside world was a huge motivator. I felt like we had specific things that we wanted to share. And I think about like the achievement guide for redemptive game developers.
Yeah.
I think like that. I think about just talking about the seven spheres, talking about Imladris and kind of the other things that we're trying to do on that soul work side. A podcast seemed like the easy way and the logical way to get it out to anyone who was interested. I think one of the things that's been interesting is once that was all said, and not that it ends, but there's not like one a week worth of material there.
Yeah.
Then I think it became also an opportunity to interview people, right? Mm-hmm. So we've had folks kind of from our group, from our sphere of friends, who are also game developers, mostly, not always, sometimes they're authors or something else. They've had great things to share. But I was really interested how much, especially more recently, the podcasts have been kind of just the internal conversations going on in the shop. And we're just turning the microphone on, and what are people thinking about? And that then it felt, in those seasons, it feels very personal, very mm-hmm. immediate. And that's cool, too. It's then it's not so much broadcasting as just kind of opening up the window.
Yeah, because now that you're saying that, I'm reminded of the fact that we have a 2-year cycle of our Jesus times where it's like the first year is it's a loose curriculum that we follow, like this cadence of like, let's do prayer, let's do this, we're talking about this subject, like this season is about the introduction to like how do you know the Bible's true, and this and fun stuff. So yeah, once we hit that 2-year cycle of okay, we covered year one and year two, now we just gotta make up content.
Now what do we do?
The other part of that was that because our Jesus times are very internal, team bonding, like, and we are very close-knit, we're able to be a lot more vulnerable with each other than we would ever want to be on the podcast. Sorry, guys. And so there's that element where I think we wanted to foster that in other communities where they could find their own small group and curate it and be able to get really deep and really vulnerable with their little communities. But to my knowledge, like, or at least if anybody is doing that, we don't know about it.
I'm unaware of it, yeah. So I think that's been kind of the upside. I think I want to say downside, but that makes it feel wrong. I think what we've discovered about the podcast on kind of what's the con, so to speak, what's the cost, is actually producing podcasts it takes a significant amount of work.
Yeah.
And especially if we wanted to be a quality recording with good equipment, good sound. And frankly, like, this one is not. Like, we're literally recording this on my iPhone, standing in the kitchen, just because we thought this was a quickie and it's kind of a one-off. But the work involved was more than we expected. And I'm not complaining, mm-hmm. but it's just part of the cost, right? And so that's manpower, it's equipment, it's all that kind of stuff. And so I think that was more than we knew. And then that always winds up sort of competing for time with whatever else we're doing. Often that's just the job. Often it's just can everyone take time off for the next 3 hours, right, to go in and record some podcasts?
Yeah.
And it's not a huge lift. I don't want to overplay it. But it's more than zero. And I think more than we expected.
Yeah. And honestly, for a lot of us, this whole making games thing is like our actual passion job. So if given the choice of recording a podcast and doing our dream job, frankly, sometimes we're like, nah, I just want to get into the groove of game development today, please. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I find it's a lot easier to get people on the podcast when we're doing like busy work that isn't game development.
It's bug day. Or is it podcast day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. So I think there's that. And I think that we found that there's I don't even know the good word for it. There's the nuts and bolts pieces of this, which is processing the audio, uploading it to Buzzsprout, writing up the show notes, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Frankly, nobody loves it. And if I'm honest, it falls into that category of busy work. And I think we've never really identified someone, or frankly been able to pay someone, for this to be their jam.
Yeah.
And so in that regard, it becomes again, there's this category of Hunter did a bunch of really good work when he was into it. When Hunter got busy, it's like just the bottom of the pile, right? It's not a paying gig. And so I totally understand. But then it becomes this thing, well who's going to pick this up and run with it?
Yeah.
And so far, we really haven't had anybody who loved it.
Yeah. So I guess then to sort of sum up what we're vaguely beating around is that part of this hiatus we're going on for the summer break is, for us to focus on some of the bigger picture items we feel like God has put in our heart, but also to really walk through this and pray on whether or not the podcast should come back in full force, or whether we let the current catalog sit and be like, hey, we did it, it ran its course, and like maybe it's just been a little forced. Or maybe God will send somebody to walk through our doors come fall, like he often does, and they'll be like, oh, a podcast? Like, hell yeah!
Right, that's my thing.
So.
And it's not that it's, what we were talking just before this, before we turned the microphone on, is there's this principle that there are lots and lots of things that are good. Lots and lots of things that are worthy, reasonable times, ways to spend your time and energy. But every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful that you don't sacrifice the really great stuff for the merely good stuff.
Yeah.
And I think partly what we're looking at is, okay, 2 years on, this is just good principle. This isn't like we're all, you know, upset with the podcast, but it's just a good principle to pause and measure, like, okay, is this great or is this only good? Because if it's only good, then frankly, like, there's great things out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has been an unexpectedly great thing, and I think that it's where we see most of God's energy and wind and stuff, is actually on the Imladris conference.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, that's our weird elvish, you know, kind of Council of Elrond thing with game developers and media people. And I think there was a huge note in my heart. It was about 6 months ago when some person I'd never heard of just wrote and said, "Hey, what's that elvish thing you're doing and how do I get invited?" And this was someone who had some real clout in the game industry, and somehow they'd heard about it. And that has been the energy that we've seen actually really growing.
Mm-hmm.
So to my mind, that's the thing that right now feels great insofar as that's where I see God's favor. That's where I see his energy. That's where I see, frankly, the interest level. And that we have to measure that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do with the podcast is just set it down for a season, let it go fallow, and kind of see what happens. See what God speaks to. He might correct us. He might say it's time to let it die. Maybe it was for a season. None of these are negative. These are just good principles, what we do. But for anybody who loves the podcast, if you've never spoken up, it'd be like, keep doing it. Now's the time. Because I think one of the things that is not awesome for me in the podcast is it's very one-sided. We don't know what anyone on the other side thinks. Every once in a great while, we get a note or an email or a ping from somebody. But for the most part, it's one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't know.
Yeah, and I know on my part, for a while there, I was wondering if I was being called to take over the podcast and thinking like, oh, should I, you know, really own this and try to bring it into something different. But then God opened this door to our Alt Ending Academy sort of thing, where it's starting with just a writer's conference and talking about, like, this is how you get into the video game industry. These are the kinds of things you can focus on to teach yourself this and to learn, you know, this part of the job and the career. And from what I can tell, one, that's very, very community-based, which I think is super important to the SOMA mission and my own personal mission. And two, there's room for that to grow into something that's really big, of not just narrative gaming. It could be all kinds of gaming. Like, since I do see, I'm sort of yes woman to myself into jack of all trades here, and so I can see a future where that community and that sort of event could get large enough that it replaces the podcast,
yeah,
but in a way that speaks to more of our deeper values. Or maybe it's a both and. Maybe the podcast gets sucked in as just one little chunk of that greater vision. So that's something I've been stewing on and worth mentioning. Yeah.
And we keep going. So as you can see, it's just our kind of way around here that we just can talk about kind of anything kind of forever. So Samantha and I continued to talk for about another 15 minutes about a podcast that should have been about 5 minutes long, but it's always fun. So we're going to tie this episode off here. I think that we've made the point sufficiently and let you go about your day. But thank you very much for everyone who has supported this. And as we take our break, we pray that you'll pray for us. Let us know what you think and whether or not you had any specific thoughts. We'd love to hear them. In the meantime, we're going to pause down for the summer nap. And we hope you enjoy the time with your families. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us for today's conversation. You can find us online at somasoulworks.org and continue these conversations with our small group curriculum. We hope to see you next time and have a great day.